Alright, so I'm gonna start. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grim's late night open mic, or, you know, as you know, Grim Rants into the Heavens Live. I've got a crew here, and I'm gonna talk about something that's been on my mind for a long time, even since I was putting stuff on Pornhub. As you know, I like adult games. I don't like them just because they're adult games. I like them just for any reason you like a game, because it's fun and enjoyable, has a good story, characters, whatever. So, basically, one thing I've noticed, and this was on Pornhub, even before Pornhub got nuked, so this goes way back, guys. This is when Pornhub had 9 million fucking videos. So, again, I like the games where they have the stories, the characters, and they show the gameplay, and it's fun, just like any other thing. Like, if you're doing a visual novel, you basically, you know, I read the stories and everything else like that. Or if it's a, oh, I guess he wasn't interested.
I'm still here.
Okay, that's cool. But, as you know, for like visual novels, you know, I read the story and all that kind of stuff. I enjoy that. I think it's fun. However, I think that, The problem is, when I went to Pornhub, I would go looking for the games that I would, you know, later read. Remember, this is before I even started doing adult stuff on my channel. And I noticed, scene. I'm like, okay, so you're not gonna do, like, a playthrough. You're just gonna take the sex scenes out of the game that somebody worked hard on, and you're just gonna post the sex scenes? Now, for Pornhub and maybe Xvideos and stuff like that, I can understand why they're doing it. However, there's an issue. And I ran into this today when I was going into... I'll just name the channel. It's called Coming Gaming. Coming Gaming is some guy that operates like a... He's got a link tree on his itch.io profile. And if you know anything about a link tree, that's usually what sex workers use to promote all their fucking thought sites. Like all their
Oh, yeah.
So he's got his Xvideos, he's got his you know, all the different little ones that he uses. He's got them all. And basically, you know, I went in there and I was looking at every channel. And you look at Xvideos and then you see, I mean, it's just literally the sex. Like, I mean, that, I mean, I get why he's doing it, because he's like, hey, here, look at this. And they're like, fucking scene or anal, whatever. And they're basically going through all the games and just posting that. Meanwhile, he's posting what almost looks like a bot response, because if you go into his messages, it basically has almost what looks like bad English, where he repeats the same thing to every dev. Do you mind if I record blah 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 blah, do let's play for game? And he basically said, ooh, yeah, I make ad revenue for this. And it just basically does it for every fucking game. It's like 124 comments of just that. And I'm like, okay, I see what this guy's doing. Obviously, this is either some kind of scam, or this is some money-making thing. But you know who it hurts? It hurts the developers. Because, think about it. First of all, and I talked to another developer about this, you're taking somebody's work, and I get Let's Plays. You know, I get why people do Let's Plays. I enjoy Let's Plays. But you're basically taking what many consider to be the big part of the game and posting it online for people for free, so they don't have to really play the game. They just, here's the sex from the game, right here. Like, here's all 10 minutes, here's all the scenes. And it just kind of cheapens the whole thing. Yes, I understand that adult games are games with sex scenes. However, that's not all. Like, there is, to his credit, one thing he did. There's like a new game that's come out that's been really popular, and it is a platformer, action platformer game. And he has posted 13 parts of gameplay of that. But that's the only fucking one I've ever seen from this guy that hasn't been, here's the sex scenes from said game. Here's the sex scene, you know, and it just, again, it cheapens it. It makes it just like regular old Pornhub porn where they're showing the scenes. And I guess a lot of people would say, well, you know, they also ripped off the industry, you know, and the adult industry, because, you know, there's a Pornhub movie where they talk about how bad Pornhub actually was for the adult industry. People would go film shit and be like, I'm not making any money. The porn star would be like, I'm not making shit off this. It was really hurting them. So, but this is, I guess, a little different because some people say they don't like the industry because, you know, maybe they abuse the women, maybe they're drugs, stuff like that. I've heard all kinds of stories. But this is a different kind of industry. Nobody's drugging women. Nobody's abusing them or horrible shit. This is literally just guys working on any kind of indie game, like Dead Cells or anything else that you play. They just add sex scenes. Like right now, what I'm playing is called Boo Party, and it doesn't even look like a sex game. If you looked at this and said, is this a hentai game or an erotic game? You probably say, no, this looks like somebody's regular indie game, because it is. That's the thing. People are spending a lot of time, a lot of work. They're using their skills as programmers and graphic artists and coders and, you know, all that stuff to make a good game. You have your music department, you know, everything you do when you make a game. And they're just like, oh, we'll just take the sex scenes. And it's not even that. Again, it just, to me, it just cheapens the whole experience, because it takes the whole product and literally whittles it down to 10 minutes of sex scenes. So all the enjoyment that you would get from playing the game is pretty much gone. It's like if you just wanted to watch the ending to every game out there. You know, basically say, hey, you know what? I don't have time. I'm just going to watch all the endings to all the games. It doesn't matter. Fuck the story. That's because that's what a lot of people are there for, right? Just the ending to find out, oh, okay, what happened? And that's what I think about it, personally. Now, some people would argue they have the right to view the content however they want. But at the same time, it just, I don't know, it's like forgetting the, how do you say this? It's like instead of getting the meal, you just get the, like say you go order a meal and it's like, okay, well, I don't want any of this. Just give me that, give me the chicken or whatever and that's it. But you don't get the full meal. You just want the chicken. And that's fine. If you just want the chicken, so what? But I'm sure there's people there that are like, you know what? I kind of actually would like to play this or try it out. And I don't even think that guy has links to the games that he puts on there. Like, I don't even think he lets people. I'm not sure exactly, but I don't think he does that. And if he doesn't, then I'm going to look at it right now, actually, because I'm there right now. Let's look at his ex video right now. Check this out and see what he says. All right. Like, what is it? My Pig Princess Hentai Game Porn Play. Mage Kanada's Futanari Dragon Quest. And again, these are 13 minutes, 11 minutes, 31 minutes, 12 minutes, 13 minutes, 13 minutes, 18 minutes. 14 minutes. I mean, they're very, very small. And the guy seems to put them in, because it says 1 week ago. And these are shit loads of videos. So this guy, he just goes through almost robotically and posts all this shit. And again, you know he's doing this just for money. Because there's 5 different accounts. That's what I'm saying. He's got Xvideo, OnlyFans, so people sub, Twitter, Xhamster, Pornhub, Faphouse, Itch.io, and Patreon. So people even support this guy on Patreon. To the tune of, god damn, it goes from $3.50 a month to $79 a month. Well, it says he was working on a video game. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to make all this money so he can make a game. I have no fucking clue. I don't know what's going on. But he's trying to do ASMR, let's play videos on funny, pretty, and interesting adult games. I don't know. I just don't think it's cool to cheapen the product. I don't know what you guys think. Maybe I'm out on a limb here. Maybe there are people that just want the sex, you know. Maybe there's people that just want to go there, get one out, and go home. Maybe that's all they want. But me, you know, I don't know. I respect more than that. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? On this one. I mean, am I just kind of out on the limb here? Am I, you know, because...
I think you're onto something. It is kind of crappy that these people just uploading the stuff they didn't make are making more than the people who did.
Yeah. And that's another issue. Thank you for bringing that up. Also, keep in mind, this guy's getting ad revenue. He's getting Patreon subscribers. He's getting OnlyFans subscribers. He's got subscription tiers on OnlyFans. He's got, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's just the sex scenes from other people's games. Like, he doesn't bother going in and actually playing through the story, or showing anybody else, or showing anything else. It's just, I got to the sex scene, I recorded, and that's what I posted. Nothing else. And some of these games have big stories. Like, you know that Being a Dick and a lot of these other games, like City of Broken Dreamers, there's a lot of parts where there's not sex, you know, where there's no sex scenes or anything. You could be talking, there could be a battle, stuff like that. Like, it's not even posted.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is just like, it makes the developers think, like, why even bother? If they're just going to post our sex scenes, why do we bother making levels and characters and stories and having musicians? Do you know that when they do the hentai games on Pornhub, one of the guys on there, he does the scenes, but he takes out the music. He completely takes out all the music from the game so that you just hear the moans of the characters. He doesn't read anything. He just goes down the thing and, you know, he just basically presses a button. That's what I'm saying. He just presses a button, goes to the next one. Presses a button, goes to the next one. And you just hear the moans from the characters. Maybe it's a form of ASMR. Maybe that's how they get off. I don't have no idea. I don't know. All I know is that it's not something I want to do, you know. And of course, I did I'm starting this Fansly thing. I don't know. The only reason I'm doing it is because it's one of the only places that you can share adult content. And they even have restrictions.
Right.
You know, I can't post hardly anything from Starless on there at all. Like, nothing. Like, I looked at everything. I can't post most games from Jast on Fansly. Nothing. Like
I saw your update about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm bitching about hentai game creators getting ripped off by people that basically just post the sex scenes from their games. And make more money than the people that actually make the games.
Yeah, all they do is they post on Fansly and shit and just post shit.
Yeah, they just post the scenes. They don't post the stories, the characters, or anything to these. And I've talked to these developers a lot. I mean, they work hard. They ask for people's, you know, opinions in the Discords. You know, should I do this? Should I do that? You could tell some of these guys are just amateur indie developers. They're learning. They, you know, this is how they get bigger in the industry. And I think that the adult game industry will get pretty big, because there's so many guys like this that are working hard to make fun games. And if you make a good adult game and people get, you know, it gets attention, then, you know, you get money, and then you can have a publishing brand, and then you can take other games under your wing, And you've got something similar to EA. Now, I don't want to use EA. EA, not a great company. But you have something similar to a AAA, but for adult games. And you can actually become a big-time publisher. You can have your own damn store, like GOG does. You know, because that's owned by CDPR. I think a lot of that could happen. But the thing is, a lot of these guys that are really talented aren't gonna be making the money that their streamers are making. It's ridiculous. And I get it. Like, one of the girls was saying that, okay, you play the games live, and you were talking about the Lovence, right? She says basically they have a Lovence device, and when they're having sex on the screen or whatever, basically they tip you, and it makes their Lovence device go off. So I guess they give you $100 and then their machine goes
off. Well, it's like a vibrator, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it makes their little pocket pussy love it. You know what I mean. The Max 2 thing, the little thing that you put on. Yeah. So what makes that go off? And okay. That's fine. But that's not the kind of creator that I want to be. You know, because I already knew that the adult industry is the adult industry. I know that there's people out there that are probably a little skeezy and sleazy, but I've met a lot of really cool people in the game development scene here. And I've met a lot of people that kind of agree with a lot of the things I've talked about as far as Red Pill, surprisingly. There's a lot of guys that want the virtual robot waifu shit. Like, I mean, legit. I'm talking about guys making games that are coming out on Steam that have told me straight up that's what they want. And I've had to tell them, I'm sorry, it's going to be about $120,000 before something like that is I mean, it's going to be over 100 years, more or less, and probably over $120,000 before something like that actually comes out. We're talking really expensive stuff. We're talking a material cost of $60,000. Just the materials to make the little robot waifu thing that you want so bad. So I said, why don't you just go with a hologram? Like, one guy said he's got a doll that he uses with the VR headset. And basically, he uses the doll as a peripheral. And he said it worked really well until the doll he had, he basically didn't have anywhere to hide it. And he just let it stand. And eventually, it collapsed under its own weight and broke in two. Felt bad for him, but yeah. He said, but it was really good. He would use, I believe he said Illusion, because a lot of them use Illusion games. Honey Select 2, games like that. And they basically use the doll as a peripheral while they're playing the VR experience in Illusion. Or, you know, Honey Select, whatever game that is. So, yeah. It's kind of sad, in a way, that we've got into this kind of realm where there's guys that are really, like, depressed and going through a lot of shit. But they get it out by making these games. By making I don't know if they do the scene animations, but I know they develop the games, again, just like anybody else would. And they put a lot of hard work into it. So, but I've talked to the guy that's doing I don't want to say the name, but basically he's doing a frog waifu game, like where she hops around. It's a platformer game, but she hops around like a frog, and she's just a cute chibi frog girl. And that's one of the ones that they actually talked about on the Hentai Expo. And I've been talking to him for a while, and he's one of the ones that really wanted the robot, like, badly. He said some things that kind of made me, I don't want to repeat them, because I've already kind of talked about the game, so I don't want to, you know, spoil. I don't want to go into those details. I just know that those guys are kind of struggling. They're working real hard. They're realizing that, again, their chances of having a family and all that kind of stuff is kind of almost taken from them, you know? And I do feel bad. I mean, I'm almost in my 40s. So I can't really understand what they're going through because I'm in a different generation, you know. The reason why I didn't necessarily have the wife and kids and all that is because I was a very picky 20-year-old. When I was 20-something, I wanted a woman that looked like, you know, a really attractive woman. And it's not that I haven't dated really attractive women. It's the fact that I always thought I could get better. And I was looking for looks rather than somebody that's actually, beneficial. Somebody that's going to be there. Somebody that's going to help out. Somebody that's going to, you know, do all the things a wife is supposed to do. I'm not saying it's going to be fucking perfect. But, you know, it was a little better than what these guys have now. Because remember, this was way before the onset of hardcore feminism, radical feminism. This is before all men ain't shit and before all the I'm going to be a slut and all that kind of stuff. Remember, I remember the days when a woman would shame another woman for being a slut. She'd say downright, she'd say, "You're a slut." He's like, "No, you know, no, I'm not, you pussy," or whatever. But now these women take it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
They're like, "Look at me, I'm a slut." You know, even Empress literally said she's a slut on the thing. I mean, it's whatever. Like on her information here in the Discord, it says, "I'm a proud slut" or something. I'm like, whatever, you know, whatever, do you. But me, I just remember when women had a little bit more decency. I'm not saying they were perfect, but they're not what these guys are getting now. And you look at the Whatever podcast. I've been looking at the Whatever podcast, and I'm like, are these women for real? And a friend of mine, who actually done some writing for my site, and he's going to continue doing that, he told me, I've been in Louisiana, and basically, I'm talking to these girls that my brother brings over all the time, and they're saying the same shit. It's like, what do you mean they're saying the same shit? He's basically telling me they're saying the same shit as the girls on the Whatever podcast. And saying, so these girls are going around wanting to be proud sluts, thinking that, you know, the world owes them everything. And that's just not a very good mentality. And there's other women that feel this is an issue, too. I'm not going to say that women are perfect, and I'm not going to say that I expect them to be perfect. But what I am going to say is, look, things have gone downhill bad. And we're seeing it. We're seeing the result. We're seeing the culmination of it. I even talked to a woman about my age, and her father is MGTOW. Her father is all about it. He's not real crazy about Sandman. He knows who Sandman is. I'm not sure who he is a fan of. Like, I didn't ask her. I guess I will later. If somebody cares who this girl's father is checking out as far as MGTOW channels. But anyway, she said to me, she said, "You know what? I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And it's not going to be good in the long run." She said it's going to get really bad. But she thinks that eventually the Overton window will shift. You know, like the pendulum is going to swing back right again. And we are maybe seeing a little bit of that. Of course, we've got all these goddamn porn bans that they're trying to do to save the children. So, I mean, that's what they say. So, I mean, maybe, but I don't think you can trad wife the thought. If the thought's already the thought, she's not going to jump back in the kitchen and fucking start making cookies. She's already been told, "I'm a slut. I am beautiful no matter, you know, how I look. It doesn't matter what I do. I'm always a 10. And I mean, I was talking to a woman today. We were rating each other's looks. It was a friend of mine. He said, basically, post your face. And of course, I posted my face. And she said, "Well, you're about a 5. And I looked at her and I said, "Well, you know what? A coincidence. You're a 5 too. And she goes to me and she says, well, you know, that's actually higher than what I thought, because I've always rated myself kind of a 3. And she talked to me a little bit and said, she said basically when she and her husband first met, you know, her husband was maybe like a 3 to her. He said he was like a 3 to me. You know, I wasn't that interested in him. But we've been together for many, many years now, and they've got kids, you know. And he said, now, because of everything we've went through, and all the, you know, the situations that we've dealt with in life, and the bond that we have, I consider him a 9. Like, he's a man I would not want to get rid of, you know. And again, she's gotten a little older, he's gotten older, and they're both kind of embracing old age, which is technically what you do. They used to call it growing old with someone, you know. They basically said you want to find someone to grow old with, and I know that sounds horrible, but that's what it was. Like, you were young, you know, and you'd find a young girl, and you'd settle down, you'd have kids, you would work. And I'm not saying that the man didn't work his ass off and wasn't a slave to the grind and all that, because that's definitely true. There's definitely a lot of men, like in the herbivore movement over there in Japan, where the guys are like, fuck that, I don't want to be my father. Yeah, I get it. I understand. But at the same time, you know, men, they had something that they kind of believed in, you know, the family. Well, I'm come home to my wife, and I've even seen older guys talk about this. You know, my wife, my kids, blah, 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 blah. You know, they love that shit. That's what they get to do when they're not working. That's what they get to do when they're not slaving away over whatever job they've got. And I'm not kind of discouraging guys. You know, if you're on your path, if you're on your own way, that's fine. Nobody ever said you had to go the same way as another man. I've said that a million, million, million times. The whole thing about going your own way, like TFM said, is taking back control of your life. Okay? That doesn't mean you can't have a family if you want one. But just understand that there is sacrifices that you'd have to make, or you build up the money. Like one man I read a comment from said, if you're gonna chase women, make sure you chase money first. Make sure you have money so you can take care of the woman. Now, this is also a backfire because we know about divorce. We've already seen Kevin Costner divorce. We've already seen Steven Crowder divorce. We've seen a lot of people divorcing here lately in very large numbers. Like, a lot of people. And some of them are not on amicable terms either. So, you know, we got to think about all this, folks. Let me see. Who is in here? Okay, just you guys. I guess Neo left. That's fine. He goes from server to server. But basically what I was saying is, you know, it's a gamble. It's a gamble, no matter what you do. Look, I've been about the Philippines for a while, but there was an old Marine that told me, he said, I've been to the Philippines before, and let me tell you something. At the bottom of the pot, in the stew that they cook you, it's spider meat. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, they're really big on that, so if they give you a stew down there, it's going to be spider. That's what you like to eat, them spiders over there. And he said, that's one thing I noticed when I was down there. Now, me, I do not like spiders. I got bit by something and I got a brown mark from it. I guess it was a brown recluse. I didn't die from it. But at any rate, I don't care for them. I don't like extremely big ones. And they will eat them like a delicacy. There was a video I watched where a young, beautiful Asian woman actually picked up these. She had a bowl of crawling spiders. And she had a bowl of what looked like sauce or juice or something like that. She would pick up the spider. These are live spiders. They're crawling around in the bowl. She's picking up the spider. She's dipping it in the sauce, you know. And then she's letting it crawl into her mouth and she's eating it. And it's just like potato chips. It's just like somebody would have a bowl of potato chips. They dip them in some dip, and then they would put it in their mouth. But that's how they do it over there. So that's something I would have to get used to. I do, again, I don't like spiders. And if they're really big on spiders over there, I don't know how long I would be there. You know? Some guys, maybe they got used to it after a while. Because, you know, I've read a lot of reports from, you know, Filipina Peas channel where guys are saying, yeah, I met my wife and we've been married for 9 years, been married for 10 years, been married for 20 years, blah, blah, blah. And there's guys saying, you know, I was in the U.S., things were not doing real well. I decided to come over here and I've never been happier. The guy said, I was from Canada, you know, things sucked over there. And I decided to go over to the Philippines and things have been great over here. I enjoy it. It's very slow paced. So if you don't like really fast-paced culture, you're probably not going to like it over there. And if you go to Manila, you better be waiting all day long. Or, I'm sorry, you'll be waiting all day long because traffic is really congested. And the lines or the queues are very long. So you're going to have to wait for hours when you're in line to anywhere. So just think about that. And remember, imports that you love from your countries, they're going to be a little bit more expensive over there. So if you like Doritos, but you find out that they don't have Doritos in the Philippines, you may have to pay, you know, a little bit more than you want for a bag of Doritos. Or just, we're just, you know, throwing something out here. So you have to learn to really get into that culture. And that's a sacrifice. You know, TFM said in that that debate with Playing with Fire that no matter what option you do, it's going to negate something else. Whatever you choose comes at the behest of something that you didn't choose. It's like, well, I wanted to go. It's like basically saying, if you want to be a PUA, you know, just old school PUA. So you go to the gym and you build your muscles and you get your money and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's time at the gym that you spent that you could have been doing something else that you might enjoy differently. Like there might be movies you didn't watch, or maybe you were a gamer, you didn't play games, but you wanted to get girls. So because you wanted to get girls, you sacrificed time doing that for time doing this. Now, it depends on what you want more. Did you want to play games more? Did you want pussy more? It really depends on what you wanted as a person. So that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. No matter what decision you make, there's always a drawback in some way. There's always some kind of thing that you won't be able to do because you chose something else. I mean, that's just like, it's like choosing a different job. It's like, hey, I'm going to be a construction worker. Well, you're not going to be a mechanic because you chose to be a construction worker. Or I'm going to work in IT. Well, if you wanted to do bricklaying, you won't be doing bricklaying because you're in IT now. You choose what you want in life, but at the behest of other options. And it's up to you to decide what you liked better. Because I chose that I wanted to find a more attractive woman, I missed out on women that were not as attractive as maybe some girl that comes out of the television or the porno mags, you know, like we used to have. And I became, you know, you're single. And I say this clearly. Judging people by looks, and I mean purely by looks, is a surefire way to remain single. If you're only focusing on the way somebody looks, and only that, you'll remain single. Because you'll never, ever, ever get to that point to where you found, oh, she's beautiful enough. There's so many of these beautiful women that get cheated on, dumped on by guys that somehow or another happen to find an even more attractive woman. So, that's the thing. You would think, well, but he's married to, what? Or he's dating Margot Robbie, or Insta-thought number 477,302. I mean, surely he should be happy with Instagram, you know, thought number 477,302. But then Instagram thought 478, 1,302 comes along. You know. Or 303. Yeah, I've had a little alcohol, so, you know, forgive me on the math there. But you get what I'm talking about. There's always something else. And when you stop looking for looks, and even with AI, the AI department, we've discovered how we can make even more beautiful women than God ever imagined. We realize that there is no fucking bar. We can break the bar. We can break it right in half. We can just make, well, we're going to make women that are so gorgeous they can't exist in reality. And wow, yeah, and that's where you get into the problem. Because look, I understand you want an attractive woman. You know, you want to date attractive women. You want to, you know, that's fine. But at the same time, you got to realize that there's more to it than that. Like, is she going to be there? Does she give a shit about you? Does she care about your ambitions? Do you have, I mean, if you have ambitions, you want somebody that's going to be, like, behind you. You don't want to be somebody like, oh, you suck. Like, fuck you. You're not a man. You're an asshole. And a lot of guys have dealt with this bullshit. There's men that have literally said, my wife always talked down to me. That's all she ever did was talk down to me. And you put up with it. Why? I understand if you have kids and you don't want to argue around the kids. But there's too many guys out there to just fucking put up with it. Go into the garage. Go into whatever fucking thing they do to tinker away. Gotta get away from her bullshit. You know, what was it? There was a guy used to come in Drexel's server. He was talking about the fact that he hated every time he would go fishing. The other men that would go fishing, all they would do is talk about their wives. Oh, my wife did this and my wife did that. It's like, did you guys come to fish or did you guys come to bitch about your wives the whole time? And I'm like, God, it just sounds horrible, right? It makes you not even want to get married at that point. It's like, we have to come to a point in society where men and women can be like, you know what? We need to have, you know, an ultimatum. We need to have kind of a compromise. You know, and a lot of guys don't want to do this because they don't really have the balls to do it, frankly. They don't want to go up to the woman and say, hey, you know what? I don't like when you do that. And I'm not being abusive. I'm not telling you blah, 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 blah. I'm just saying I don't care for when you do that. That's not right. That's rude. That's disrespectful for me. I wouldn't do it to you. So why would you do that to me? You know, that's kind of how I feel on that one. And if you have a decent woman, I mean a legit decent one that's not going to throw it back in your damn face like a German Shepherd, then she's going to listen and she's going to say, okay, how can we communicate better? The problem is we've had goddamn marriage therapists or marriage counselors for years that would try to basically talk this bullshit into couples. You guys need to communicate more. You guys need to spend more time with each other. You know, all that kind of thing. And it's really basic shit. Now, I understand if you're living with somebody for years and years and years and years that you kind of might get tired of them after a while. And that might be why some divorces happen. I mean, it really could be. And that's why I've always said that maybe marriage shouldn't be till death do you part. Maybe it should have a lease. Like, you know, 10 years, the government sends you something. There's like, okay, we're here to evaluate the marriage of so-and-so. And do you still want to, you know, be with this partner? Is this working out for you? And it's amicable. Again, it's not like, oh, she gets half your shit and you get, you know, it's not like that. It's an amicable thing. And you basically have to work it out that way. I mean, I don't know if that would work. But every 10 years, they send you something. I mean, I think that would work. Now, some people don't even make it 10 years. Some people don't even make it 5 years. You know, when I talk to couples that have been married for a long, long time, I've been around those couples. And I've seen the fights. I've seen the, I'm taking my kids and going back to wherever. I've heard it. I've heard it several times because she'll do it. Well, I'm going to take my kids and I'm going to go back to, you know, my wherever, friend, family, mother, you know what I mean. They'll go somewhere. And the husband has to work through it. And it's just something that they deal with. And again, it's something that they have to communicate. I mean, if your marriage is going through that, you have to communicate that. It should never get to that point where she's like, I'm ready to take the kids. You know? Because usually that's like a red flag telling you that, hey, I have to find out what the hell's going on in my marriage. I have to find out what the hell's going on in this relationship. Because she's giving me a red flag and I don't like it. We need to discuss this. And sometimes this can just be a bluff. It can be an out-and-out bluff. Where maybe she's not getting her way. Because some women are spoiled. And a lot more than most, especially today. So you got to work it out. And sometimes she wants to see if you'll be a man. There's women that'll shit. I mean, we've talked about this before. Women will shit test you to see how much of a man you are. They'll get in a fight just to see if you can fight them back. Like, can you do it? You know, they will definitely do that shit. So,
excuse me. I think you bring up a couple of good points. One of the things that I took from what you just said is, you know, women will crap test you and see if you're a man about it. Well, the thing is, I can throw it right back at them and say, okay, lady, if we get into a fight, can you take a real punch?
Exactly.
Then let's be more civil about this. Just to sit here and strike up an argument just to see how you are, that all should have been decided before you went down the aisle. Now, when it comes to the thing you said about making sacrifices and stuff, I got a good one. I got a good one for that, okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know if you guys know this, but on my channel, I talk about being a virgin, and it just so happens that in about 8 days, I'll be 35. I'll be a 35-year-old virgin on May 15th.
Wow.
And I wanted to write a script about my perspective on that, just that's actually something I'm working on right now. And you know, when it comes to being a 35-year-old virgin, it's a blessing and it's a curse, but it is a sacrifice nonetheless that I chose to make.
Right.
First thing is, I dodged every bullet that has gotten a black man. So I'm black.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My condolences for having to deal with German Shepherds all your life.
Yes. I have dodged every bullet that has cursed a black man. I don't have any kids. I've never kissed anyone. Never been on a date. Nothing. I've never even had a girlfriend. Just nothing. So, you know, I have cousins who are jealous of me because they have 6 kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. You know, I got to tell you something. I work in the black community, and I work directly in the hood, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and basically, you know, I think we as black men need to hear that there's nothing wrong with being a virgin when you're 28, 29, 30 years old. I think if we heard that more at 13 years old, a lot of us would be a lot more happier in life.
But you know, I think it has to do with the culture. There's a lot of culture around, and I'm talking about the music, I'm talking about the trends, the styles. Everybody's pushing sex, promoting sex, and I mean, yeah, I'm an adult game creator. However, I can notice these things because, you know, I worked in marketing. I know about promotion, and I can see how this is being promoted to the culture. When you see young black guys listening to the kind of music they do that's pushed onto them by the YouTube, by the, you know, the other social medias and TikToks and Instagrams and all that kind of thing, yeah, it gets them into it. And of course, you've got a lot of sexual content just at your fingertips. When you go to Instagram, there's girls on there twerking and doing just the absolute most. And it's everywhere. And, you know, I do agree that maybe there should be kind of a, you know, they need to clamp down on it being every fucking where, because there was a day that I remember when, you know, porn wasn't all over the internet. I'm not saying that, you know, it was, but it wasn't, you didn't open up Facebook. I can open up my Facebook and there's like women, fitness girls that I like, you know, like bodybuilders, and they're doing the muscle sexy poses and stuff. I'm talking about fitness athletes, people that actually do the, you know, go out and work and go to the gym, and they're doing OnlyFans and stuff like that. They're doing sex stuff. So this isn't just, I'm talking about, you follow anyone. If you follow a model, regular model, she may have an OnlyFans account now. Remember, what's her name? Heidi Klum's daughter, 18 years old, put her on Instagram to her 1.2 million followers and thinking about probably doing the OnlyFans account next. It's bad. It's pretty bad, man. I don't, again, I like adult content. However, I think there is moderation. Like, I think people should, you know, moderate their stuff. I don't constantly play adult games. Matter of fact, I don't think I've played any in a bit. Let's see, there was that. No. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, other than the content I do for the show, but yeah, let's see. Was it Tuesday? Maybe Tuesday. I think maybe Tuesday. But other than that, no, I really haven't. I've been doing the comics and maybe a couple other things. But other than, yeah, it's just not something I do all the time. And again, there are times where I'll do the content and I'm like, I really don't want to read this sex scene right now. Like, I'm actually more interested in the plot of the game than the sex scene. Like, I want to know what happens next in the story. But I can't just tell my fans, hey guys, I'm not interested. That would not go over well. So, honestly, you know, I have to go through it. And a lot of guys would be like, well, hey, but it's porn, don't you? It's like, no, it doesn't really affect me that way. Obviously, I am a man. There are things I like and get into. But I'm not just, maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe it's because I'm about 40. But I'm just like, yeah. It's okay. It's not a, you know, not a big deal for me. I don't know how some horny teenager acts, though. I don't know. And the thing is, I remember being a pretty horny teenager. And if you're a horny teenager, you're a young man, you're in your 18, 19, 20, stuff like that, you're getting that shit constantly now. You're getting, when I was young, you had to go search for it. I think Drex has said this. I think Nick has said this. You had to go search for pornography. It wasn't just hit a button. It wasn't just Google search.
Right.
It was just, you had to find magazines in the woods, which I actually did. That actually fucking really happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we found some Hustlers and Penthouse. Yeah. It was either Hustler or Penthouse. That's the first time I saw it. That's the first time I'd seen a vagina in my life. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. I think it was 16. Yep. But again,
I saw someone was sick.
But again, a lot of these guys, they're like, oh yeah, well, we have HD porn. And I've made a video about this before a long time ago, but it's still applicable. There's guys that's like, I've seen HD, full quality, you know, 1080p, 4K porn at a click of a button. I'm like, damn. And they're like, guy told me I masturbated 10 times a day. 10 times a day? Are you nuts? No wonder they went to the NoFap stuff, because they completely just went nuts.
How do you even have anything at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
NoFap.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I have nothing against it. It's not my thing, but, you know, for guys that do it and have been through that issue where guys like, you know, instead of masturbating, I'll do push-ups. Okay, that's great. That's fine. I'm glad that you're, you know, or instead of masturbating, I'll go work on this or work on that. That's awesome. I mean, I'm glad, you know,
it does give you that extra energy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, sure. I mean, for me...
Yeah, there was one time... Yeah. There was one time where I did NoFap, and I started seeing, like, energy auras around people. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, nice. Yeah, perhaps. I mean, you gotta understand, guys. I've said this before. The first time I ever actually masturbated was 23. Because I never actually, like, I would try, but I didn't know how to do it because I was so sheltered. I was a very religious upbringing. So basically, I didn't know. I was just playing one day, and it felt like lightning went through my body. And I will tell you, I never saw auras or anything like that. So you got some weird stuff going on, man. 23 years, man, and I never saw auras. So you got some interesting shit going on there. I don't know what you got going on, but man, I didn't.
Yeah, it's called basically Mushin. It's where you see like sparkles of like energy around you and stuff. It's like Ultra Instant Goku, kind of like that. Yeah. That's rare. That's very rare. That's not supposed to happen. So I kind of like went, yeah, I kind of did something I wasn't supposed to do, and I like unlocked some sort of like metaphysical aura stuff, and then I tapped, and then I lost that aura, and that was like 3 years ago. So,
You never got it back.
You let the energy.
It's been 4 years.
I can talk about that's like the FAP sigil stuff where, you know, basically somebody would put energy into something while they're masturbating, and when they let go, they imagine that thing, and it sometimes works for people. Like, they basically put it into a sigil that they either flush down the toilet or burn or something like that.
That's witchcraft. I don't do that. I'm evangelical.
Yeah. Oh, no. I got you completely. Yeah. But,
he got into the whole Wicca thing.
Well,
for
I was.
A while.
Yeah, I'm not Wicca? Into that either. I used to be, but I was, you know,
oh,
I was into.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what I said. You did for a while.
Yeah, for a while. And then I got into the old Chaos thing and Grant Morrison. Of course, you got to understand that's not even religion. The cold Chaos thing, that's more of a philosophy. Because even Grant Morrison himself, he is one of the biggest. What is that? He's an atheist, first of all. He doesn't believe there's anything. And he also believes that there's no there's no afterlife, nothing like that. He does believe... he says, I'm the biggest skeptic. But basically, this guy was hired to put sigils into symbols that we see every day. He said, I've been hired by corporations to put sigils into their logos. I'm talking logos you see every day. So, yeah. That's where he got a lot of money from. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they talked to him.
He knows his stuff. And I've looked at his stuff. I remember when he first started out and all that kind of thing. But, yeah. Again, I mean, if you're, you know, religious, obviously, you know, it's not. I'm not religious. I'm more agnostic. But I do respect of other faith. And, you know, I grew up 120%. What was it? Not evangelical. I was Pentecostal.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I was Baptist.
Oh, so you had like some crazy talking in tongues stuff.
Oh, yeah, that shit would go on, and it was the craziest stuff ever. But yeah, I have seen that stuff.
Yeah, I've heard it pretty freaky.
There was a woman during our prayers. She would always go into talking in tongues. And I don't know if it... I still to this day am not sure if it was something that she... just, you know, made up, or if it's really just a spirit hit her and she started. It's really incredible to me to see something like that. But I'm open to a lot of different things, and I don't really like to shun people out, but I'm not hardcore religion. But I do respect people that religion and any kind of thing has helped them in life. Like, there's people that's like, man, I was a bad alcoholic. I was a horrible drug addict. I was a horrible, you know, terrible thing. And then, you know, I found God. I found Jesus. And, like, they literally fucking changed their life for the better. Like, they are a better person now. They're doing good things. Like, I got more respect for that person than you can believe because they're doing good things in society. They're not doing destructive things. They're not causing chaos anymore. And, yeah, I talk about chaos, magic, and all that kind of thing, but I'm not talking about actual chaos where, you know, you're causing harm to other people and yourself. That's what I'm talking about when I mean chaos. I know it's really confusing because we have chaos theory and that can be just a lot of, you know.
That's chaos theory.
Yeah, that's chaos theory. Yeah. We're not talking about chaos theory. We're talking about somebody actually causing distress, you know, harming people.
And, but yeah, you believe the Bible has a lot to it, at least, right?
Yeah, I definitely do.
With how crazy things are these days, it's definitely on to something.
Yeah, I mean, there's also a lot of other doomsday stuff from other belief systems, too. Like, you should hear what the Native American one was. I was like, holy shit, the Native Americans actually got this stuff too. But it's basically like a lot of cultures and religions and groups throughout the world have seen how the world is going to basically fall apart or how the modern systems are going to fall apart.
The old Norse religion, Ragnarok.
Yeah, Ragnarok. But they were basically talking
That is like one thing consistent with pretty much every religion.
Yeah.
There are end times. We are in them.
Yeah. And
get ready.
Yeah.
And also, you notice of course, we've talked about how every religion says the same things about women and how they shouldn't be leaders and all that. So.
Yeah. But what I am. Yeah. But what I am saying here is that, you know, one of the big things was people getting more greedy. Like, I know the Native American one said that. Something about how money would be more... People would be more interested in money than people. And we're actually kind of seeing that. Sometimes it's out of
desperation. That's also in Revelation, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes it's out of desperation. And sometimes it's because we have greedy fucking CEOs and corporations. You know they had that writer's strike, right?
Maybe it wasn't Revelation.
The Book of Daniel.
It was one of the New Testament books where it said people will become lovers of money instead of lovers of God.
Right.
Yeah, we definitely see that now.
Yeah. We definitely see that now.
Definitely.
Yeah. But what I am saying is, remember the writer's strike where all these writers strike because of AI possibly taking over their jobs?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
The one that's going on right at the time of this video.
The corporation has actually come out and said, oh, well, they just need to work harder. It's literally what they've told them. You just need to work harder. Hard work will fix that.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, okay.
Sounds like a typical boomer tone deaf response.
Yeah. It absolutely does.
Hey, guys. I'm about to head out and play on my Steam Deck and cut my hair and stuff and take a bath for tomorrow. I work like 13 hours tomorrow. I want to give you guys a short, small, quick story. I want to tell you guys a simp tale. And this is not done yet on my script for my birthday, which is May 15th.
Okay.
But I want to tell you guys the simp tale of how if I didn't simp, I would have been the first black crypto billionaire in human history.
Oh, well, you did tell me this on the one when we did on the video before, but for those that haven't heard it, we'd definitely be able to, we'd hear it again.
Okay, all right, I'll be super quick. So basically there was this girl that I was simping for. This is about 15 years ago, and basically I spent 5 years helping this girl out because I was taught love your wife more than you love yourself, all that bull crap. Well, it's all a lie. It's a lot of fools. So basically, help this girl out for 5 years, and I, in total, I did the math. I gave her, in a span of 5 years, $5,000, okay? That's within 5 years. Now, I was working minimum wage at a grocery chain, with a car payment, my first car payment ever. So I was getting paid every week helping this girl out, getting my car fixed, helping her with her car. I even did homework for her while she was in college, all that stuff, all right?
Yeah.
So basically, Bitcoin comes out. I knew about Bitcoin back then, and I was a lot younger. But basically, I kept on helping her out. I almost invested my money into it, but I didn't. So basically, by the time I helped her out and stuff, and I finally kicked her out of my life, it's been 10 years.
Sure.
I actually looked back into how much money I invested in her. And then I did the math and said, how much would I have been if I would have invested in the Bitcoin? Well, if I would have invested the $5,000 I had into Bitcoin, I would have been worth like $1.74 billion now.
Yeah.
So that's basically, So that's basically my simping for my birthday. Simping cost me over $1 billion in crypto revenue.
Yeah.
True story. Yep. Yeah. Is this even after all the ups and downs Bitcoin's had over those years?
Well, not after that, but it would still be...
It's total. It's basically like right now, I would have been worth like over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So through the ups and downs, all that, today, if I sold everything, I would be a crypto billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
And So that's basically my story for my birthday. I'll be uploading Simtales throughout the week. I got a lot of stuff I have to do, but I just wanted to say that I will talk to you guys a little bit later. Hopefully I can be on your show, Grim, like on a weekly basis maybe. Okay. And just kind of like chat and hang out, because I don't really hang out with a lot of the content creators on MGTOW.TV. It's just me. I just sit there on my Chromebook and upload like video after video, and I'm like gaining all these, you know, views and stuff.
Sure.
I think I made like 2,000 views in 2 days or something. It's ballistic. I'm always waking up to like 89 notifications, and it's like, But anyway, that's it. I will see you guys probably, hopefully next week, and maybe we can, if you guys do this every day, if you guys do this May 15th, that'd be cool. I would love to kind of like show up if I can. I don't know if I can.
Well, May 15th is a Monday. That's when Grim does his article show.
Yeah, we do an article show with Empress. So, I mean, that's Empress. She's on there. So, I don't know. If you're up for that, I mean, we'll have you on if you don't mind. She can be a little rowdy, but we kind of try to, you know.
A little.
We kind of try
to. I'm kind of thin. Like, I work third shift on Monday. So, I don't know when you guys are doing an article show, but.
Third shift is night shift. Third shift would be night shift, right?
Yes, 11 to 7 a.m.
No, you won't be able to make that. Because we don't start that till 11. We literally start that at 11. It's fine, though. You probably don't want to be on that one. It'd be good to have you. You can come if you can do the open mic, which I do every Saturday, then yeah, we wouldn't mind having you at the same time. Just, you know, whenever you want.
Okay.
So the 13th going into the 14th will be the next one.
Okay,
great. I will try to make it on the 13th. I get off at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday, so I get home by like 11:30 at night, Eastern Standard Time. I'm in Ohio, so you know, that kind of makes
sense for me. It'll be around midnight for you then, because Grim's on Central Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I figured we were on different times. Okay, well, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for,
absolutely.
You
know,
giving me time to talk.
Feel free to come on anytime.
Cool place.
Yeah. All right.
See ya.
Huh?
All right.
All right,
yep.
See ya.
Yep, see you guys. See ya. Okay. So, oh, man. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know. I think maybe we've done the topic here. Where basically I was talking about, you know, the adult games. But, you know,
right.
The thing is, getting back to that main topic, even though I've done some really good rants tonight, we got to get back to that main topic for just a minute. I mean, for those of you guys that have been looking at this game, first of all, it didn't look like an RPG Maker game. It doesn't. It looks like a fun little indie game, maybe similar to... Maybe looking like Stardew Valley as far as the graphics are concerned. You know, it has a 16-bit kind of Super Nintendo vibe to it. It's got really nice music that I'm kind of jamming to, you know. And, yeah, it's got maybe some lewd elements or some sex scenes. And basically what this is a mini-game game. You go through different parts of the mansion and there's different mini-games you play. And you can talk to all the different... monsters in the mansion. There's skeletons and mermaids and all this other kinds of thing. Ghosts. And it's generally fun. You get to walk around and explore, and it's a fun game. So I would love to, you know, so what I'm doing is I'm showing you guys the game so you can be like, hey, yeah, there's sex scenes in this, but this also looks like it would be fun. And I think it's only like $3 on Steam. Literally, I think it's only $3 on Steam. So if you want to go ahead and pick it up there, yeah, you can get it from there. And, you know, it's a Shady Corner game. So if you like... I mean, usually they have really good quality games. Me and Shades don't always get along. We've had a few misunderstandings. But for the most part, you know, it's been chill. I've tried to be cool with him. Sometimes I get a little too ranty in there, you know. But for the most part, it's, you know, we always kind of, you know, get things through. But, at any rate, and I'm going to continue to be on, I'm just going to turn the show off. But at any rate, you know, I think we've pretty much nailed this down. And again, it's not even that I'm upset at, like, generally just hating on Coming Gaming, because, I mean, for all I know, there could just be a legit dev. Maybe he's really working on trying to get money for his own game, and he says he is working with people, so maybe he's not, you know, just a complete evil scammer guy. But at the same time, I just wish he would take a little bit more care into people's games, and he wouldn't just push the sex show. And maybe it's not even his fault. Maybe it's theirs. Maybe it's the fact that the audience doesn't want the gameplay. Maybe it's the audience like, I don't want to sit through this. I just want to, you know, beat one off. And, I mean, that's not his fault. You can't blame it on him if that's what they want. I mean, again, I'm doing the games themselves and not getting as many views. So maybe I'm doing it wrong. But again, I could never do it his way because I have too much respect for the gameplay itself. I got too much respect for the story that it would be awful for me to just, here's the sex scenes, guys, enjoy. Even if I made more, even if I made money off ad revenue. You know? Now, Hoshioni, before he left, he said that one of the best ideas for this would be for the developers to basically release the sex scenes themselves. Now, they could do that, but... I don't know. I mean, as a DLC, here's all our sex scenes in a movie file. If you want to, you know, just buy the, I mean, buy the movie file. But you know what would happen? Tech, you know what would happen if they had a movie file. What do you think would happen with that movie file?
It would be plastered all over the adult internet.
Yep. So
you name a site, it would be on there.
Yeah. And they'd be like, well, I mean... Three people bought it. Just like musicians right now, they're having a hard time getting people to, you know. It is what it is. It's a different situation now. It's a different world now. Everything has completely changed as far as, I mean, media is just liquid. It's got such a liquidity now that you can't, I mean, it's everywhere. It's spread out all over the place. It's like a geyser. If you want games, if you want porn, if you want music, if you want movies, if you want everything, it's just woof! You know, it's like the sewer in the Ninja Turtles opening where it just blasts open and there's all that, you know, that's it. That's exactly what's going on right now. And I don't know if that's going to be stopped, and I don't know if some people want it to be stopped. Maybe people do like the fact that Breaking Bad is on Internet Archive and every single fucking Super Sentai series and Kamen Rider. I don't know. Maybe they like that. So, it's a double-edged sword.
Well, in defense of Internet Archive, that is pretty much the only place to get a lot of shows because, well, no official release.
Yeah, that's true. There's been a lot of things that are only... There's TV, made-for-TV movies that are on there that somebody recorded back in 1993 on a VHS cassette. It's crazy. It's like, that's the only
that's
place...
That's basically how the Star Wars Holiday Special has been preserved.
Wow!
Well, that and, like, network mass... Like, network broadcast tapes, but...
Wow, yeah. That's just insane. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show, and I will see you guys later.